Hey everyone. Our episode today can be heavy at times. And if you've experienced mental illness or abusive relationships, or you're just not in the mood for an intense story, you might want to skip this one. This episode also contains strong language and adult themes. Enjoy.
Hello. Can I help you?
Yeah. I'm looking for something to surprise my wife with.
Okay.
Just something that feels romantic.
Romantic. Yeah, sure.
Creep. But not like tawdry. I don't want it to seem like I'm pushing her for sex.
Pervert.
Sorry. I've never bought lingerie before. I don't know why I'm being weird.
It's okay. It can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it can.
Do you think your wife would like something very feminine?
Simple.
Something playful, maybe?
Sex fiend. Degenerate.
Something simple. She's simple.
Simple. Okay, yeah. Well, you can't go wrong with a satin chemise. It's the classic. Elegant, and if you buy it a size larger, it makes a really comfortable nightgown.
Pervert.
Yeah, do you know, would this shrink if it went into like a bubble bath?
Or... Deviant.
Oh,
Freak.
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I guess we could check the tag.
Right, no, yeah.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. It's nice. It's good.
You know, personally, I think it's very sexy for a man to surprise his wife with something like this.
Cheater.
You do?
Pervert.
If I were her, I would feel extremely desired.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Sex fiend.
That's what I'm going for.
Man, shame. You're disgusting.
Is there trouble between you and your wife? Is she feeling undesired?
No.
Monster pervert creep.
I mean, I hope not.
Sex fiend.
I'm trying my best.
You're embarrassing.
I see. So maybe you're the one who's feeling undesired.
Cheater.
You know, if you're interested in seeing something a little bit more erotic,
cheater,
I'd be more than happy to model for you.
Creep.
Shame
on you, cheater.
That's okay.
Shame.
Maybe this split thigh lace teddy.
Sex me, degenerate.
Can you imagine this on your wife's body?
Cheater, pervert, freak. Shame on you.
Or maybe it would be easier if you saw it on mine.
Deviant, freak. Pervert. Sicko. Disgusting. Shame.
Excuse me, sir?
Sorry. What?
I said, can I help you?
Thanks. No, I think I'm in the wrong store. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
You know that voice in your head that makes you feel guilty for all kinds of dumb small things? It's not always bad, necessarily, but... you have to be careful, because that voice knows you very well, and it can feed on you like a vampire if you let it. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth. Today's story is about a man whose guilty little voice distorts his whole reality.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to Mark the Creep.
Rach?
Hey.
Hey, how'd it go?
Just need a glass of wine.
Why? What happened?
Work stuff, Mark. You wouldn't understand.
Okay.
Freelancer, loser, ambitionless hack.
Like the whole day is just meetings, and then it's more meetings to talk about those meetings. We don't get anything done, and then they complain because we're behind, and well, duh.
Yeah, it sounds annoying.
And I'm gonna have to stay up again tonight to get it all done. What's this?
This is a vegetable stir fry with salmon teriyaki and brown rice.
What's the occasion?
No occasion. I just figured it's nicer than coming home to day old Seamless.
I'm sorry, Mark. I should have texted you. They bought us dinner because we were running late.
Oh. Well, that's okay. You know, I'll just pack it up for lunch tomorrow.
This just blows my dinner out of the water. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to feel bad, all right? I just missed you today, that's all.
Yeah, you too.
Sex. Kisses. Back rub. Kisses. Bubble bath.
And I also scrubbed the tub. So if you need to unwind with a hot bath,
incense,
I'd be happy to get that ready for you.
Olive oil, loofah sponge.
Or even if you wanted to, like,
sex,
take one together.
I have too much to do tonight. I'll take a quick shower in the morning.
Loser, creep.
Okay.
Bath freak.
Did you remember to call about the health insurance?
No, I forgot. But I did make a tahini sauce.
I didn't ask you to make a tahini sauce, Mark. I asked you to straighten out the health insurance.
I got one thing she asked you to do. Bath tangere.
I'm sorry. I'll do it tomorrow.
Don't bother yourself. I'll do it tomorrow along with every other damn thing because unlike you, I'm not afraid of talking to people on the phone because I'm an adult.
Coward.
I'll take care of it.
Metaphor.
Please, I wouldn't want to put you out of your comfort zone.
Freak.
Next, you'd have to go back to school or get a real job.
Freelancer.
Christ, Mark, will you look at yourself? You're an embarrassment. What do you even do all day? And meaningless household chores don't count. I mean, when are you gonna get serious? What's your retirement plan exactly? Oh, wait, am I responsible for that too?
Pitiful.
Because you're a lost cause, and then you have the nerve to think I'd want to get into a bath with you as if I didn't find the very idea of you repellent.
Loser.
You're repellent, Mark. Physically, mentally, emotionally repellent. Mark? Did you hear what I said?
Sorry, what?
I asked if you remembered to call the health insurance.
No, I forgot.
I'll take care of it in the morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Picking up my wife's dress. Got the ticket somewhere in here. Here it is.
Okay, let me just check in that for you. One second.
Hi, are you open?
Oh, I don't work here.
Oh, sorry.
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 Be with you in a second.
Wait, Mark?
Yeah?
Linda.
Linda.
Hi.
Linda, hi.
Linda Dubrowski. Hi.
Hi, college, yeah. What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, just dropping off a jacket. Yeah,
makes sense. what are you doing in town? I thought you were in Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle, that's right. My marriage fell apart.
Oh.
So I'm back at home.
I'm so sorry.
Well, he's a cheater and a drug addict, so don't feel too sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really funny running into you. I was just thinking about you the other day.
Back rub.
You were?
Bathtub pervert.
Yeah, I think about you sometimes. I think about you a lot, actually.
You do?
Do you remember when we kissed sophomore year?
Kisses. Kisses.
Yeah.
You know, I can still feel that kiss sometimes in the back of my knees.
That's nice.
Do you want to go somewhere with me right now? Somewhere where we can be alone? I'll let you do anything you want, Mark.
Cheater.
Anything.
Just like your dad.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I heard you and Rachel got married.
Oh, yes.
That's so great.
Thanks.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks.
And how's she doing?
Good. Real good. Working a lot.
Freelancer.
So.
Loser.
Okay, here you go. One black dress you see right here. Got this thing out, very nice.
Thanks.
$18, please.
Yeah, here you go. Well, it was really good seeing you, Linda.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry again, you know, about your marriage.
Hey, do you have my new number?
I don't think I do.
Here, give me your phone, I'll put it in.
Yeah, okay.
Pantene shampoo, bubble bath, incense.
Here, that's me.
Pervert.
Thank you.
Yeah, the three of us should get together sometime and catch up. Or, you know, even just you and me if Rach is busy.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, call me.
Hello?
Hey, Linda. It's Mark from the dry cleaner.
Hi.
I hope this isn't inappropriate or too out of left field or anything, but I was calling to ask you for some marriage advice, actually.
I'm not sure I'm the best person to give marriage advice.
Sex me, cheater.
It's just that things are kind of feeling strained with me and Rachel recently, and...
Cheater. Scoundrel, cheater.
And I don't really have anyone I can open up to about it, and since I know you've, you recently gone through all this yourself, I was wondering if I could maybe buy you a drink, and we can talk.
What is this, Mike?
Degenerate filth, cheater.
What's what?
You think that just because I said we should get together,
pervert,
that
loser,
I was implying some sort of attraction to you.
Loser.
No.
You want to fuck me?
No.
The one thing she
has
to do. That's it. You want to fuck me?
No, really, there's been a miscommunication.
Toxic, Mark, and egregiously offensive. I'm calling Rachel right now to tell her about this whole experience.
All right, wait, no.
You piece of shit!
Rach, please! I didn't do anything!
Do not lie to me!
I'm not lying! I asked if she wanted to get a drink, okay? But nothing happened.
That's right, nothing happened, because you're a loser, Mark! You have no goals, no ambition, you don't even take care of yourself! The only good thing I could say about you is that you're not a cheater, and now I can't even say that.
Rach, please!
Get out of my life, Mark.
Pervert. Loser.
You are nothing.
Nothing.
Mark?
I'm sorry, what?
I said the drink sounds nice.
So, you're not mad?
Mad about what?
I don't know, that I'm getting a drink with another woman?
It's not another woman, it's Linda Dabrowski.
Right, but...
Mark, I know I'm not on camera right now, but I still have to listen to this call and figure out what it is these people are talking about. Can we have this conversation some other time, please?
Yes, sure. I'll let you get back to work. You know, just say the word. And I don't have to go. You know, I can stay, rub your feet, you know? I can massage your shoulders, your back. We can
just go already, have movie. Fun, okay?
Yeah. Fun.
And we'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, we want to tell you about some folks who help make this show possible. Now back to Mark the Creep.
So then he moved on from a chronic pot-smoking habit to a full-blown cocaine addiction, so that was fun. But, I mean, it could have been worse. We didn't have any kids to fuck up, which is good. When my sister got divorced, that was bad. She and her ex played our niece against each other like two tennis pros, managed to give her a nice little emotional disorder to work out for the rest of her life. But at least I dodged that bullet.
Yeah, my parents did the same thing with me, so...
Did that screw you up?
Well, I mean, look at me.
How do you think, specifically?
I don't know. I kind of became my mom's best friend in the war against my dad. You know, I think it sort of warped my view of relationships.
Yeah. Hmm. So, what's the problem with you and Rachel?
Well, I am, clearly.
Is that a fact? Why? What'd you do?
Just don't think she finds me attractive anymore.
No?
I mean, I guess why would she? I don't look good. I don't have a job to speak of. No plan for the future.
Yeah, well, the world's full enough of ambitious assholes, so... I mean, we could all use a break from that type for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
And you look pretty good to me.
Yes. Back of my knees. Pervert.
So has Rachel brought up the big D?
No. We've never talked about it. We don't talk about much of anything, really. She just works a lot, comes home, works more, we don't talk. She goes back to work.
Sounds exhausting.
I think so. Yeah.
How's your sex life?
Monster, bubble bath.
Not very alive.
Sorry, I shouldn't have asked about that.
No, it's okay.
No, it's way too personal.
I don't mind. It's nice to open up with someone about this. Honestly, it's good.
Cheater. Pervert. Sicko. Cheater.
Hey, would you want to get a room?
Cheater.
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 Sorry, what?
I said, do you want to get a room?
Cheater.
Kisses.
Cheater.
Kisses.
Sex.
Kisses.
Cheater.
Back rub.
Bubble bath.
Yes. Thanks. I never have luck with these cards.
Yeah, they can be tricky.
Leave the key card in the door to turn on the light. We have to leave the key card in the door to turn on the lights.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Here, come sit next to me.
On the bed? Yep, okay.
Creep. Pervert. Sicko. Loser.
Are you okay?
Bubble bath. Lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Dud.
Sorry.
Repellent.
What are you sorry for? This isn't taking advantage of me, if you're worried about that.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to come between you and Rachel, if you're worried about that.
Okay.
It just feels like we could both use a boost to our self-esteem, and we're both clearly attracted to each other. So why not? It's just two friends helping each other out.
Right.
Do you want to kiss me?
Okay.
Monster. Arrogant. Cheater. Just like your father.
Cheater.
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 Hug. Back rub.
Bathtub.
Cheater.
Thanks.
Is there anything else you want to do?
Do you want to maybe take a bubble bath together? Sorry, that's stupid.
Why is that stupid?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Why? No, why would you think that's stupid?
Just, I don't know. I guess it sounds like something little kids do.
I think it's sexy.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. But why'd you laugh?
Because you're cute.
Oh.
I'd love to take a bubble bath with you, Mark.
Okay. I'll get it ready. Just give me a sec.
Should I just wait here?
Yeah. How about you get undressed in here, and I'll get undressed in the bathroom. And then we can meet in the tub.
Okay. Is it all right in there?
Just a minute. Okay, you can come in.
Oh.
Yeah, just wanted to get the perfect amount of bubbles.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just nice and foamy.
Aren't you gonna look at me?
Yeah, okay.
Do you like how I look?
Yes.
I like how you look, too.
Thanks.
Shall we? Oh, that's really nice. It's a perfect temperature.
Thanks. That's why it took me a while. Faucets are good. They're responsive here. So, you know, sometimes this, if you have a hot and cold tap, it's hard to get it right, you know, but you gotta go hot and cold and hot. It's a whole process.
It's rare to find a man who's so passionate about a good bubble bath.
I guess so.
I'm sensing that you don't really want to have sex with me.
No. I do.
I don't think so. But that's okay.
I'm sorry.
You don't need to say you're sorry. You apologize a lot. It's fine. You're fine. You know what, Mark? I think I know what you might like. I think I know what you really want.
What's that?
It's a surprise. Close your eyes, okay?
No, that's okay.
Mark, close your eyes.
All right.
Are they closed?
Yeah.
No peeking.
No.
Okay. And open them.
Rachel?
Hey, Mark.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. What am I doing here? Do you want to talk about something?
You're too busy.
I'm here now. Come on. What's on your mind? I want to hear.
No. It's
okay. I'm a big girl, Mark. I can take it.
I guess I'm mad at you, Rach.
Okay.
You put work before me all the time. And I feel like I don't have a right to be mad because I'm not really pulling my fair share of the weight. But And that makes me even more mad, because just, I can't help how I feel, okay? I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, can I tell you something?
Okay.
You try so hard to make me happy all the time. But maybe we'd be better off if you just risked making me mad and told me what you were thinking.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because I can't read your mind, Mark.
I know.
So if you want me to know what you're thinking, you'll have to tell me, okay?
Yeah.
You should try telling me this in real life, too. I'm actually pretty cool, and I'm not nearly as mad as you think I am all the time.
Yeah.
I love this bath. It's the perfect temperature.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes with these hot and cold taps that are separate, it's like impossible to hit it right, so I'm impressed.
Exactly. I love you, Rich.
Mark. Did you hear what I said?
I'm sorry, what?
I asked if you wanted to get a room together.
Really?
Yeah, really. I don't know, seems like maybe something we both could use. It doesn't have to be a whole thing, totally string-free. It doesn't have to mean anything.
Oh, wow. No. But thanks. Rach?
Hey. Did you get wine?
There's a 3-liter box on the counter.
You wouldn't believe how ass backward this leadership team is. They can't decide if they want to allocate or if they want to micromanage or they do both. Team morale's at an all-time low. I know it's all on me, like always. Carry the whole thing.
Rach, I want to take a bubble bath with you.
What, right now?
Yes?
Oh. Sure. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Oh, my knee.
It's a little tighter than I imagined.
Yeah.
Do you want to get out?
No, it's not too bad once you get in.
Yeah.
It's nice even.
It is nice. So tell me about the leadership team.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the leadership team right now. That's okay. We don't have to get into it.
I want to talk about it. I want to hear you talk about it.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Mark the Creep was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Andy Bustillos, Julia Meinwald, Lila Newman, Tessa Hirsch, and Tony Chen. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia. From PRX.